Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Oscar-nominated actor Michael Clarke Duncan has died 2 months after suffering a heart attack. He was 54. A rep for Duncan's fiance, reality star Omarosa Stallworth, said he passed away Monday in L.A. Meanwhile, Omarosa, who was set to marry Duncan in January, says she's grateful for all the prayers and asked for privacy at this time. Promoters of Michael Jackson's planned 2009 comeback described in emails how they feared for his stability, saying he was out of shape and consumed with self-doubt. The L.A. Times obtained over 250 pages of messages, mostly between executives at AEG, which was financing the This Is It concert set. The Times said the messages will play a role in two key lawsuits set for trial next year, one involving the show's insurers and the other involving his family. Stevie Wonder has apologized after his comments on sexuality offended several fans. In conversation involving Frank Ocean, he said some people were confused about their sexuality. Now in a new statement, he said, "I'm sorry that my words about anyone feeling confused about their love were misunderstood. No one has been a greater advocate for the power of love in this world than I, both in life and in music. Clearly, love is love between a man and a woman and a woman and a man and a man. What I'm not confused about is the world needing much more love, no hate, no prejudice, no bigotry, and more unity, peace, and understanding." Tommy Tiny Lester, best known for his role as Devo from Friday, has pled guilty for conspiring to commit mortgage fraud, which led to $3.8 million in losses from unsuspecting lenders. Lester admitted to the scheme, which he and several individuals conspired to obtain four different mortgages on homes in L.A. using false information and bogus bank statements. He faces up to 5 years in prison. The IRS has filed another tax lien against music legend George Clinton. According to documents filed in Florida, Clinton failed to pay over $7,000 worth of taxes in 2009 and $13,000 from 2010. He already owes over $115,000 for taxes for the years of 2007 and 2008. Alicia Etheridge Brown, wife of Bobby Brown, was rushed to the hospital after suffering a seizure reportedly caused by diabetes. Bobby confirmed through Twitter that his wife is recovering and in good spirits. In related news, Brown says he's doing well and is over 22 days sober after checking out of rehab. BET's 106 and Park host Terrence J has been named the official new co-host for E! News. "I've always had a passion for the wide spectrum of pop culture that E! News covers so well. I can't wait to get started," he said.